The year when I was 10, 1976 to be exact, was a big year for me. Actually, it was a pretty darn big year for the nation, as that was our country's bicentennial birthday. 200 years of existence as a recognized nation. On a personal level, that was the year I shot my first game animal of any sort, a cottontail rabbit, slain by my new H&R 410 single-shot shotgun. I recognize that may not seem like such a big thing here in Alaska. When I taught in Non-Dalton, I had students who had killed their first caribou or black bear by the time they were in second grade, well before my watershed rabbit. Up until then, my hunting had been shooting house sparrows and starlings, considered trash birds by local farmers, with my Daisy BB gun. But there was a reason for what seems to me now like my late start to the sport, the lifestyle that I love so much now. At that time in Kansas, hunting any type of game animals required that you first pass a hunter education course, and you had to be 10 to enroll in the course, and you had to be 16 to hunt big game with a firearm. So when I turned 10, I was finally able to cross that bridge to get things kick-started with regards to pursuing a hunting lifestyle. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. I should mention here that I don't actually know who got my hunting life kick-started. Whether it was me seizing the initiative and asking to take the class, or my grandpa or maybe my dad enrolling me because they thought it was the right thing to do. I suspect it was a little of both. Oh, to be sure, I wanted to hunt. Dad was a very successful archery deer hunter, and I always took pride in whatever he shot each year. And movies like the thoroughly excellent Jeremiah Johnson did wonders for stoking my childhood imagination. At that time, though, Kansas didn't have a lot in the way of big game hunting. There was a fairly controlled deer season for the whole state, and an even more controlled antelope hunt for some very remote western counties. That was it. So while I yearned to hunt, I think I knew that as far as big game was concerned, I'd have to eventually go somewhere else. Hunter's education was a bit different back then, too. What I remember about the class that I took is that we met in the basement of City Hall for a whole day, a Saturday, I believe. There was a booklet and a number of instructors and a written paper test at the end. I don't remember what the minimum score was to pass, but I do remember that I passed by one. In my defense, sitting still for a whole day was a tricky feat at that age. Honestly, the only three things I remember about that day are the basement, scoring one over the minimum, and a shotgun they showed us that had a blown-up barrel, courtesy of a plug in the barrel that preceded the shot that created the massive hole in it. Nowadays, hunter's education is a lot more refined, I think, which is the direction things tend to go when they've been around for a long while and been subject to scrutiny and revision. The reason this is on my mind is that I am in the process of being trained to be a certified instructor for the state of Alaska, and my first class of kids, hello Alaknagik School, is fast approaching on the horizon. Hunter's education is a good idea, in my opinion, particularly in the face of how hunting and also firearms in general are perceived by our rapidly changing culture. It's certainly come a long way from my experience 40 years ago, and just as certainly for the better. I tried to track down a little bit of the history of hunter's education in our country, and got nowhere with that. I could not find out which state was the first to require it, or any sort of time frame for its ground zero point in time, as far as a state-mandated requirement. I saw estimates of around 1950 on a few sites, and that seems reasonable to me. The fact is that, in today's world, gun ownership and hunting are under fire, pun intended, from a lot of folks who think that both of those are wrong. Just as we've seen and experienced with this year's presidential race, modern communications and social media have made it so very easy to put stuff out there for the world to see when somebody does something stupid. This is true for firearms and hunting as well. Studies show that the number of people who don't hunt is going up, while the number of people who do hunt is in decline. That's not a good trend. It's also something that I don't think we see or notice as much in Alaska, particularly rural Alaska, where hunting is still so very much a part of the fabric of our lives. However, rising numbers of people who don't hunt in urban areas across the lower 48 will eventually have an impact even on us, as they'll be the ones who carry elections that put politicians in power who can make decisions that affect our lifestyle. As such, I think it's pretty important that we work to make sure that future hunters are as educated as possible and prepared to deal with the responsibilities that come with hunting in a changing world. As I mentioned, I'll be certified as a basic hunter education instructor by the state of Alaska. In our state, hunter's education is not yet a statewide requirement, but is required for those born after January 1, 1986, in certain game management units. Ours, Game Management Unit 17, is not one of those needing it. However, almost every state now requires some level of hunter's education, and most recognized approved courses from other states. So if you plan to hunt elsewhere, such as college students attending school in the lower 48 who plan to hunt, passing the Alaska course is probably a pretty good idea. Also, as I stated earlier, I think it's a good idea anyway. Alaska has two possible avenues to pursue for those wanting to take the course. There is an online version that the individual is responsible for that then has a 4-hour field day at the end of it. And there is also an instructor-led course where the student acquires a student handbook, fills it out, and then attends an 8-hour-long instructor-led portion, complete with field day component. And that's where I come in. I'll be set up to lead or assist with the instructor-led courses. Alaknagik School is running their upper-level kids through it in 2 weeks, and I'll have a role in the class, though my level of involvement is somewhat up in the air. The materials I have seem pretty decent to me. My understanding is that the materials that we use are the product of a company called HuntersEd.com, which has a pretty comprehensive framework program put together that is then tailored to specific states and their needs. The program is endorsed by the International Hunter Education Association and has 45 states that participate in it, including ours. Some of the information is basic enough that it's valid anywhere, such as the different gun actions and various safe field carry tactics. As mentioned, there is also information tailored specifically for us in the Alaska version of the program, such as Alaska-specific wildlife and photos, and how to deal with our state's weather. Again, it looks to me like a first-class product, and I look forward to becoming more familiar with it and using it. The state of Alaska calls its program HIT, H-I-T, short for the Hunter Information and Training Program. This program is statewide, run by the state of Alaska, and is responsible for the administration of certification courses required to hunt in many parts of our state and other jurisdictions throughout North America. Over 400 volunteer instructors do their best to provide quality training and education throughout Alaska. There are also other courses that you can take that key in on particular weapons with more specific information, such as bow hunter education and muzzleloader education. The HIT program is also involved in outdoor programs designed to recruit and retain new hunters into the shooting sports and to preserve our hunting heritage. The basic hunter education course, the one I will be sharing in a couple of weeks, provides training in firearm safety, wildlife conservation, and respect for our natural resources, landowners, and other hunters. Graduates receive a lifetime certification recognized by all states, Canadian provinces, and Mexico, something I would again tout as kind of a big thing if your work or schooling takes you out of state and you plan to hunt while gone. The Hunter Education Certification is valid in any state where hunter education is required to purchase a license. According to the state, over 2,000 Alaskans of all ages complete this class each year. With luck, around 15 kids from Alaknagik will join those numbers for 2016 here in a few weeks. I am pursuing this certification for myself, as an instructor, to be a component of my job with the refuge, as we'd like to have the tools in place to address hunter education in refuge area villages as the need arises. It sure does feel like a long way from that city hall basement. For those thinking about taking the course, I have two thoughts. For those who are totally new, this is a terrific way to learn about hunting and firearms. For those who are already fairly experienced about hunting, this class could be a good and fairly easy way to open up new horizons should you choose to hunt specific regions of our state or someplace far from home. If you'd like to learn more, I'd encourage you to have a look at the Hunter Ed information on the Alaska Department of Fish and Game website, or visit the site for HuntersEd.com. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.